Welcome back in, Chris and Cowboy, with you putting the finishing touches on the show on a Friday afternoon. We're live at Worth Harley-Davidson North, 6600 North Oak. This is the place to come if you're looking for a new or used Harley-Davidson, the biggest selection of new Harleys in the area, more than 100 certified used Harleys. And they've got the We Pay You guarantee. If the Worth price isn't your best price on a new Harley-Davidson, they'll give you $500 in parts and accessories. Check out the website, WorthHarleyDavidson.com. As we continue with our roundtable, Chris and Cowboy out here at Worth Harley-Davidson North, back in studio, Mick Schaefer of Metro Sports and Paul Marshall of 98.9 The Rock. And guys, we mentioned it before the break, there's been a lot of hubbub about the Erin Andrews situation, a video that was illegally taken of her, and a lot of fallout from this. And we had some discussions about it as to whether or not this... as to whether or not this hurts her credibility as a journalist.
Does she have credibility?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We took a lot of heat for this, Paul. So,
really,
be ready.
Though.
And I don't know if Mick can go there, because Mick, you work with a female sportscaster over at Metro Sports. So I don't know how comfortable
one
you are.
One sits to the right of me, one sits to the left of me. Are you kidding me? And Erin, I'm all right. Can you try my left?
But you've got a situation where somebody says this hurts her credibility. And I said, you know what? Erin Andrews is one thing. She's a sex symbol. I'm not going to Erin Andrews because I care about her takes. I'm not going to Erin Andrews because I really think she adds a lot to the game. I like to look at Erin Andrews. And all that this video does of me getting to see her without her clothes on is make me like her even more. Maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know. Where do you guys fall on this, Paul? I mean, does it hurt her credibility as a sports journalist?
She's not a sports journalist. Everybody knows why she's there. And I don't mean to be a jerk about it. There was a, don't remember her last name, but there was a newspaper reporter back in the Boston Herald. You guys might remember this. Lisa something or other. She was
Lisa Guerrero?
No. No. Thank you for that, though. I think Lisa something or other, I think, was her name. She was such a great journalist. She's
That's
no longer around.
That's a strange last name. What is that? Nordic?
It's Nordic.
Scotch-Romanian.
Something or other. But she was the one. This was a famous story. Remember when the NFL had to deal with this? The New England Patriots, back when they were owned by Victor Kiam, Zeke Mowat came out and hung his junk right in front of her because she was in the locker room. And that was the big thing. It was a big moment for female journalists. Now, you know, every football show, every sports show has to have the authoritative play-by-play guy, the moppish sidekick, you know, color commentator, and the incredibly hot sideline reporter. And I think Erin Andrews has always been that. I don't think this hurts her credibility because I don't think she had credibility. No offense intended.
Doesn't do a bad job.
She's not Dick Schaap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
not, right. Thankfully.
You know what? She doesn't do a bad job, but when she first started, she did do a bad job. And it was the reason why she was hard. It's not just, you know, in TV, it's not just hot sideline reporters what they go for. Why do you think you turn on every news station all over the country and there's an older, distinguished gentleman right next to a 30-year-old, good-looking,
Fox News,
you know, exactly.
Kings of that.
You got the quirky weather guy. You got the sporty sports guy.
The morning chick, you know, on CNN. How hot is she?
Now, how does NBC Action News? I'm like, Jack Harry. Where's their sports?
Well, hello there, everybody.
Hello again, everybody.
There's exceptions to every rule.
Have you ever noticed you've never seen Jack Harry and Sergeant Carter from Gomer Pyle in the same room?
That is weird.
Coincidence? I think not.
Boy. No. Yeah.
And a lull in the conversation.
No,
uncomfortable silence.
The ball was back in Mixed Court.
I'd like to just keep ripping on Jack Harry.
It's too easy.
But we're talking about women. And I mean, do you guys like getting, and I'm not talking about sports, like doing a sports cast, because I have no problem when I watch Hannah Storm or when I watch Linda Cohn give me my sports on SportsCenter, Susie Colbert doing a, you know, in-studio show where, you know, they're introducing highlights or whatever. But when we're in a game, the last thing I want is a female giving me their perspective on what is happening in the game, especially a football game. Because really, do I think that Erin Andrews is going to be able to give me some insight on a football game? I'd prefer that it be men that are involved in men's sports. And some people have said that makes me sexist. Some people have called us sexist and all kinds of names on emails this week.
What's wrong with being sexy?
Are we wrong? Are we wrong to think we just want men on men's sports?
Well, she doesn't...
What did you just say?
She doesn't really fill the an analysis role, though. She's just down there for the fluff. It's prepackaged stuff,
she's,
you know, before the game. Going, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a different. I think there's a big difference. I actually worked with Dana Jacobson in Sacramento, California on an
Well, she's a man, so that
Yeah, so the gender-specific issues here are interesting.
Guys, thanks so much for sitting in with us for the roundtable today.
Oklahoma State segment, is that tomorrow?
Yeah, the Oklahoma State segment will be web only.
Okay.
We didn't get to talk about Roethlisberger. Oh!
Sorry, man. We're out of time.
We're ignoring that story.
I got
to
go.
Paul Marshall from 98.9 The Rock. He's headed back down the hallway to go play some more Linkin Park.
Thanks.
Mick Schaefer of Metro Sports. Mick, you on TV tonight, buddy?
Not really. It's Metro Sports.
You can pick up your final check on the way out.
There you go. Mick Schaefer and Paul Marshall, thanks so much, guys. Time now for the email of the day.